This episode was supported by Mesh Consulting. Check the show notes to contact Mesh Consulting for all of your IT and planning needs.
Hey, Gym Gang, it's your girl, Brittany B. And if you really love this podcast, make sure you join my Conversations with B community on ZippyStream. This is how you can get my latest updates, special offers, and check out my bonus content, all completely free. That's zip, zero, no charge to you, absolutely free. All you have to do is simply click my ZippyStream link in any of the show notes, drop in your email address, and become a part of my community. As simple as that. And while you're at it, why don't you share that link with a friend or two so they could join the community as well? And podcasters, check this out. If you already have a show or you're thinking about starting a show, why don't you start your own private community as well on ZippyStream? Use my promo code Brittany and we both can receive exclusive marketing and promotion while building our community of listeners. For more information, visit www.zippystreams.com. Hi, I'm Brittany B., writer, self-love coach, founder of The Spiritual and Bougie Way, and host of Conversations with B podcast, a show filled with genuine conversations where inspiring people share timeless insight and experiences about finding their way and owning their journey to where passion and purpose met to create light and love in their lives. I believe you're listening because of divine destiny, and I know that today's show will lift, motivate, and lead you the spiritual and bougie way. Thank you for listening. Hey, Spiritual and Bougie Gems. Welcome to another episode of Conversations with B podcast. I'm so excited today to be interviewing the lovely ladies of the Black Escape. I met these ladies on the social media app and I signed up to attend their Black Card Revoke game session. It was so much fun. I never thought I could just play a game virtually and be totally committed to it, right? So, of course, in true Brittany fashion, I connected with Sharia and Tiasia and invited them to be guests on the show. Ladies, welcome to Conversations with B.
Hi, B. We're so grateful and so excited to be here.
I'm so happy we finally got to connect. And I know you guys have so many things going on right now. I see you on social media keeping it popping with the Zoom games and everything, and you connect with people all across the country. So that's pretty cool. Can you tell my listeners who might not know what the Black Escape is and who you guys are a little bit about yourselves and your platform?
I can start. So again, my name is Sharia. I'm originally from Boston and call myself an educator. And so when we thought about the Black Escape, I remember Tiasia sort of coming to me and having this idea of wanting to just create just a different form, a different outlet for the Black community and young Black professionals. After just having so many just things happen in the Black community, from Breonna Taylor to so many other lives that were just taken from what she likes to call unruly white people, and wanting to sort of just create an outlet for the Black community to come. And we realized that it was sort of the perfect time, seeing that we're in two different states and we can do it virtually. Anything else you want to add, Tiasia?
I do. I think that sums it up pretty well. Along those same lines, I also thought about the fact that since a lot of people have been, you know, abiding by the regulations of COVID-19 and staying at home and quarantining, I know a lot of people have been missing like the social interaction part since a lot of restaurants and bars and things are closed. So by providing them with different games and activities virtually, you're still able to make those connections with people. And this way you can do it across the country. So we have a lot of people that are on the West Coast as well as the East Coast. So it definitely allows everyone to meet different people and connect that way.
Yes, I love it, because the night I was on, we had California, North Carolina, the DMV, you know, we had some people down in Florida, Louisiana. It was really cool to have all of those different people on one platform and have so much fun. So yeah, because when you get in a bar, you're kind of restricted. Everybody's from the same place, but it was really cool to connect like that. So, you know, Conversations with B is all about sharing genuine conversations about your authentic journey towards finding your passion and purpose. So can you tell me a little bit about you guys' journey? When did you know your purpose?
I feel like that's a loaded question. I feel like I'm still working on finding my purpose. But in regards to the Black Escape, I used to plan different events, in-person events for my job. And so like through that, I just enjoy bringing people together, setting up the atmospheres for everyone to enjoy themselves and again, like interact with one another. And so the correlation to this was just like, it was like a simple transition, you know, being able to bring people.
I was like, it sounds like if like event planning is your passion kind of drove you to create the Black Escape.
A little bit, yeah. I've done some event planning for some other people as well, but I do. I enjoy it. I enjoy bring people together, like behind the scenes too. You know, I don't need to be like the forward facing person. So for this, like being in like partnership with Sharia, it's really helpful to like piggyback off of her and like feed off of her and like the energy that she brings and ideas that we can share amongst each other to then put these events together. And so I don't necessarily think that's like my purpose, but it's been very enjoyable and rewarding for me.
Yeah, and you're helping others. So whenever you get to help others, you know, because some people are inside quarantining and they did not know how to deal with being with themselves in that space. So you're really helping a lot of people with what you're doing by creating that social space. Sharia, did you want to share anything about how your passion and purpose is leading you in your work?
Yeah, I think for me, I think just being an educator, which I think is sort of centered around my purpose, just serving different communities that look like mine, similar to how I grew up. And so being an educator, I think you just sort of have a ton of ideas and sometimes you don't often have the time to execute them. So being able to work in partnership with TAsia has allowed me to sort of do the best of both worlds. And outside of the Black Escape, I also manage and run something called Black Teachers Travel. And it's like traveling business for Black educators and creating or curating just like different experiences. And TAsia actually came on one of those trips and sort of helped me when I was sort of framing the idea of what I wanted this first trip to look like and gave ideas and feedback. And so I think when I think about the Black Teachers Travel, and then I think about the Black Escape, their sole purpose is just to get the Black community, young Black professionals together for new experiences. And so whether that's through travel or through online events, I've been able to sort of do that still in this work. And I think similar to what she was saying, just having the chance to bounce the ideas off, because Black Teachers Travel is sort of like a sole project. It's like my own personal baby. So being able to expand out and use that network to also bring it into this one and then learn and meet new people like you from the Black Escape too. It's just allowing me to have just the best of both worlds, especially since I can't travel right now. So it's been something else that we were able to do and still be connected as friends and then also just as business partners.
So I've noticed that you said TAsia came on board with Black Teachers Travel to help you plan an event. So now I'm wondering, how did you guys meet?
So we met in college. We both attended American University in Washington, D.C. And I've been trying for the longest time to figure out how like we connected, because I don't remember. It had to have been like, Sharia was like one of the, I don't know what her title was, she can tell you, but one of like the leaders in, was it BSA? Black Student Alliance, and we probably met through that realm. But I was also roommates my sophomore year with one of her closest friends. So I think just both of those just interactions just kind of like helped us like develop a friendship.
Well, I'm so happy you guys developed a friendship because you guys are an amazing team. So with that, with working together on the project before, Black Teachers Travel, and now you're business partners with the Black Escape and building your business during quarantine, continuing what you're doing, what were some challenges that you dealt with?
I think the challenges, honestly, for us is that since we're fairly new, and I think people have been inside for a while, and like now they just sort of like almost tired of virtual events because they just really, they're anxious to get outside. And so I think just trying to get people to trust us as people and trust us like that we're, that we want them to have a good time. And I think what I've realized throughout quarantine is that Tiesha and I do something that's very special. Like we have a niche for executing online events and trying to get people to buy into this idea of like, you're gonna come, you're gonna have a good time. And we're actually putting in hours behind the scene that people don't necessarily understand. So I think that's also one of the, just like one of the things that we've been struggling with. I think for me personally, something else I've been struggling with is this idea of like, your friends are your friends and your customers are your customers. And sometimes what you develop is not meant to be for your friends. They may support, but that might not be your customer. And that is hard for me. And I don't know, I can't speak for Tiesha, but it's definitely hard for me as like, I consider myself a good friend that shows up for my friends when they need me. And even though this isn't like, I like need you, this is something that's important to me. And so I need you to be there. But trying to get over that hump of like, well, that's my friend, she's not my customer, right? And being okay with that.
I mean, I could definitely understand that. I started a podcast and most of my friends are not podcast listeners. So I had to really hone in on my targeted audience. And I'm like, well, you guys support me in different ways. Mm-hmm. So, you know, liking stuff on Instagram or sharing social media and doing different things like that. That was a challenge for me, you know, like meeting up with one of my friends and like, hey, how did you like the show? And I'm like, B, you know, I don't listen to podcasts. So, but your pictures look cute. I'm like, okay, well, you know what? Repost that picture, you know? So yes, I could definitely, I can relate to that. So, and then you guys, what you get, you said something that resonated because you said what you guys do is so special. And I had to cancel my birthday party to have a virtual party. And one of my best friends, Alicia, she planned it, you know, for me. And she was like, well, what do you visualize? What do you want? How are the games? I said, well, I went to the Black Escape party and I went, they did this and this and this and I want that. And she's like, what? So yeah, you guys really have it going on. The work that you put into it, attending the event, you could really tell that it's not just, let me log on to Zoom, let people show up and we're just sitting here. You really, really, really work hard to make it engaging. And I think that's the difference with your online events. I could look forward to going to one of your events and knowing that it's going to be engaging, right? So I really enjoy that.
We definitely want to provide an experience. And so with like in making sure people are engaged, we're definitely in talks about providing that as like a service as well. So let's say that you wanted to have something for your birthday, you could hire the Black Escape to, you know, provide you with whatever game that we offer for you and then your group. So we're going
to
talk.
That's good to know.
Like make that shake, you know, make that into something that we can offer the community as well, because everyone isn't, it's not their niche, like Sharia said, like to do this like behind the scenes. So yeah, we're going to talk about that and you may see something about that in the future.
Yeah, well, I'm putting all your contact information in the show notes. So Gems, you heard it here first. They're going to be providing... They're going to be providing virtual services for your events. And I'm telling you, I endorse the Black Escape fully because that 2 hours I spent with you guys, I really had an escape. Like it was an experience. Like you said, Tiesha, I really escaped and it didn't feel like I was sitting in front of my computer with strangers. I was at an event having fun.
So I do want to get into some, I want to get into your business some, okay? I'm going to ask some questions about you guys right now outside of the Black Escape. So Sharia, what is your why?
I've been thinking about that question, not a whole lot, but I actually wrote a blog on it, I think about a year ago when I decided to leave my job as an assistant principal. And I remember people used to always ask me like, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do? And I remember seeing this like something on like a TED talk when they said, it's not about what you do, but why you do it. So you should ask people why they do what they do rather than what they do. And I think my why is more or less to just like put laughter into this world in whatever form that means. So if that's interacting with families and we're laughing about something that their student did, or if that's like making content sticky and fun for kids, or if that's like planning events for the Black Escape, I think one thing I'm always going to put out into this world is laughter. And my why, I think that's just, as I've been thinking about it, that's sort of like what I'm embodying. That's what I want to show up as a person that's just engaged and want to see other people smile and laugh. And within that, just like allowing the people in my life, typically always for me, Black people, to feel comfortable being Black and feeling comfortable and feeling accepted as Black people. Because we have, like when you think about Black Twitter, it's nothing but laughs. And so, and that's something that really does bring me joy. And I think something that we deserve as a people.
Now, as you were speaking, I wrote down the word. I literally wrote, I hear joy. And everything you said, I hear joy. I really love that. I love that. Tiaja, what is your why?
My, first of all, I feel like it's kind of hard to follow up, okay, that that you just gave. I think my why just overall is like helping people and whatever type of like capacity that might be. I really want to, this has nothing to do with Black Escape, but I really want to coach basketball. I played basketball in college and I want to coach underprivileged youth for free. Because I know just like the rewards that I receive by playing basketball, just like not necessarily like playing in college, but just like the teamwork skills that I grabbed, like I was able to achieve from that, just like the hard work, just dedication, everything. And I wanna be able to provide young people with that too, as well as an opportunity to go to college and get that free education, because I know people that are still in college coaching. So for me, just like being able to help people in that way, help kids in that way, it's something that I'm really like focused on doing later on in life. But in this present moment, just providing whatever experience someone needs to like help them in that moment is like what my why is.
I hear service. And that's what we were created yes. for. Yeah.
That's what it is.
And it's so like like a confirmation, because today is Sunday, right? So I've been visiting a church virtually, and the sermon today was about service, about serving others, serving your community, about, in essence, breaking away from the scripture and getting involved in, like, what basically he was saying, the Black church's role isn't only to serve out tracts and to say, come to church, come to Jesus. We need to get in this community. We need to be activists. We need to stand up for what's right. And it was all about service. And then, you know, he was like, if you're not a activist, if you're not, you know, whatever, serve kids in need, serve, you know, the elderly person in your building, you know. And we talked about the Black Lives Matter movement. He talked about the Black Lives Matter movement and, you know, kind of wish that the Black church showed up a little more in that. So it was really, this is a really like, it's a confirmation that maybe I need to get out and do some service. See, Asia, you're inspiring me to get out and do a little bit more. So I want to ask you guys another question that is not Black Escape related. It's more Sharia and Tiaja related again. How do you love you? And I'll let Tiaja go first this time.
So prior to COVID, I tried to spend as much time out of the country as possible. Like, I love traveling. I quit my job in 2018 to go teach English in Spain for a year. And like, for me, that was just like the epitome of like loving myself, just like doing something for myself in that moment, not thinking twice about like the what ifs, you know?
Traveling
is like what I do. That's like my getaway, that's my escape. I absolutely love that. But while we've been in this quarantine, I've been trying to work out more. I've been trying to be more intentional with like my relationships with my family, because not living in the same area as my family, I sometimes forget to reach out. So it's kind of like, it's really bad to say, but it's like an out of sight, out of mind thing. And sometimes when I do think about them, I still don't reach out. So I came home for Christmas and I've been here ever since, just hanging out with my mom. And I didn't realize how much, you know, like she missed me and I missed her, you know? So just being able to connect with my family, even if I can't physically see all of them, has been what helps me to, you know, feel better about myself. So it kind of is like, it's not really about me in the sense, but that's what I've been doing.
That's good. And the blessing in quarantine is that with all of us working remotely, we can spend time, extended amounts of time with our family, where, you know, when I used to travel to Mississippi to see my mom, it might be a week, a couple of days. But now with quarantine, I go see her and I stay a month, 2 months sometimes. So that's definitely the blessing in quarantine, in this pandemic, families being able to come together more. And so, Sharia, how do you love you?
I think that just made me think about the way that Tija and I became connected after. So we're in like 10 years of, I guess, like almost a decade of friendship somehow in there. We don't know exactly how, but somewhere in that realm. And I think what kept us connected after graduating was our love for travel. And that's one way that I do take care of myself too. But in quarantine, obviously, it's been a lot harder. And so I think one of the ways that I take care of myself is just like being with myself. And so if that's like taking a nice little bubble bath, I bought a whole new like tray for my bath where wine sits, phone sits for TV, bubbles, and live my best life. Rather, if it's like I'm going out and I'm buying a ton of candles so I can just light them around my house and just like sit within with myself. Binge watching TV, usually All Things Black. And I think that that resonates with the Black Escape, just watching All Things Black. Also in 2020, I had a like, I'm only reading Black authors. And I remember telling my job that when they were like, oh, you should read this article. And I was like, it's not by a Black person. And
I love how authentic you are.
Yeah, and like my goal is to only read Black authors in 2020, and I can't just keep feeding myself with other things. So I think, and that just leads to the other part of like saying no when I need to say no. Was another way that I just spent some time loving myself. I think I'm really good. One of the things my managers would always say is like, you're so flexible, you're so adaptable. And that gets very tiring after a while. In the workspace, you show up and people are like, this is great. But in your personal life, when you feel like you're always saying yes to help or to support other people, when you really do need to say no, I think it's something that I've been trying to get better at and trying to escape from as we enter 2021. So that's another way that I'm loving me.
Setting those healthy boundaries. I really like that. And that's very important for us as women, because we are adaptable, we are flexible, and we do have that, well, I'll just do it in us, right? Especially when we know we could execute it, get it done efficiently and effectively. But I do love that when you said about the spending time with you. And, you know, my platform is the Spiritual and Bougie Way. And you said some spiritual things, you said some bougie things, you know, with the light in your candles, taking a bath. And like, and that is me. I spare no expense when it comes to enjoying my time with me and being, I think that some people were so uncomfortable and complaining about the quarantine because they were forced to be with themselves. And a lot of people don't know how to be with yourself. It's almost an art of being with yourself, being whole in that moment, being grateful for who you are and content and being able to express that love to you. So girl, you are my people, because that's me all day. That's me all day long. I have a candle burning now. So you talked about, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it's definitely a skill. It wasn't something that I spent as an extrovert. Like, quarantine has been hard for me too, and definitely spending more time with family, but it was something that I had to learn. And I've learned over the last like 2 or 3 years, is just to be like, to be with myself and within myself and present for myself. So I appreciate you sharing.
Present for yourself. I like that. I like that. So you spoke about, Sharia, you spoke about only reading Black authors in 2020. And you're continuing that practice in 2021. So I'm going to go ahead into, I'm going to move the format a little bit, because that kind of segues into one of the questions I always ask my guests. Which books or people have influenced you the most and why? And T.A., you should be thinking of some too, because you're next, girl.
So I think for me, I read a lot of fiction novels. There was probably some like Sister Soldier in there too that was getting through. And so not necessarily always inspirational, but always just lighthearted and fun. I think people for me, I think my mom just keeps me so grounded. Like, I speak to her at least once or twice a day. Like, even as an independent person, she sort of always wants to know what's going on with me. And she's like, you don't tell me what's going on. But I think it's because she has kept me grounded for so many years. I feel so confident and so self-assured that I'm going to figure it out. And I think it's because I've watched her figure it out for all this time. So I think she is the person that sort of stands out and comes to me. And then I've been fortunate just to have two living grandmothers, and they are just also powerful Black women. And they also keep me grounded even when they call, because they want to know that I'm okay. And to just hear their journeys and their stories. And I think COVID has allowed me to hear more. Like, I've been home a lot more, similar to you and T'Asia. And I've been able to hear like what was going on and when they were 20, what was going on when they were married to my grandfathers, and it wasn't always a pleasant experience. And being able to hear that as an adult and listening, be like, oh, y'all were going through it. So I think that's been just having just like a solid foundation of Black women around me has been something that just keeps me going.
I love that. And I saw someone post that Sister Soldier is finished writing The Coldest Winter Ever too. Yes. I said that was so nostalgic for me, because I remember, girls, I had to be in middle school when I read that book, and I just thought about so many memories. So I called one of my best friends. I'm like, did you see that post? Is it real, or did somebody fake that? Is this?
I know, you know, that happens a lot. And I think I sent it to T'Asia, like, we got to pick this up. And I'm just ready.
Someone bought two books for me, but I picked up A Coldest Winter Ever because she told me the second one was coming out. So I'm about to read that book so I can be ready.
Yes, you got a fresh.
And yes. The you remember the trilogy that we were reading?
Oh yes, we've been reading The Children of Blood and Bone and The Children of Virtue and Vengeance by Tomi. I can't pronounce her last name. Adeyemi, I think. Yeah.
Okay. Tell me some more books that you have been reading, T'Asia.
So I'll tell you like the most influential book that I've read, and it's The Alchemist. I don't know if you've read that.
Listen. Do not play with me. I feel insulted right now.
Listen, I love it. I love it. You know, it's about basically following your dreams and just pursuing like your life's passion. And I feel like with that, it basically just let me know that you can do whatever you want to do. You don't have to like answer to anyone, whatever you want to do. Like, the world is your oyster. I love that book. I just bought it in Spanish too. Because I can speak a little bit of Spanish. So I'm trying to like pick up my Spanish. So I bought The Alchemist in Spanish, but that has been like the most influential book to me in the last few years.
Yeah, that book hit me on so many levels, because as a writer and you know, dealing with that insecure monster of my age. Like, oh my goodness, I didn't put out my book in my 20s. I didn't put out my book. And so when I read the story, you know, of the author, I bought the 25th year edition. So it had a few pages in the beginning about the book and how it came to be and when he wrote it and how it sat on the shelves for all of those years before someone. And I was like, you know what? I can keep going. It's not late enough. And then to just open the book and receive that gift. It's so beautiful that someone put those thoughts into the world for us to be inspired by and live on. So girl, yes, we both have that in common.
Yours with your age, mine was with a man trying to prevent me from doing something. And I was like, you know what? I'm not about to let him tell me what I'm about to do with my life. If I want to go do this one thing, then that's what I'm going to do. If you're around, you're around. If you're not, you know, peace out.
I love that when you said you went to Spain, I think about so many independent women who can have the opportunity to teach over here and teach over there and pick up and do this because in the moment they don't have, you know, other things holding them down. But, you know, some people have told me like, oh, I'm not going to leave the country and teach or whatever. I want to meet a man. I'm ready to meet my husband. I'm like, girl, do this for you. I don't understand that, but I try to be open to hearing what, you know, a person is sharing with me in the space. So I hope that someone listens to you and listens to, you know, our podcast and is inspired to pack those bags and go get that stamp on that passport and some experience to fill up that resume, right?
Exactly. So, and it's men in other countries too. So
yeah, I know
people that have found their husbands in other countries.
Or their husbands found them or however.
However, right.
The state, I think that's just, it is what it is. I mean, having lived in 5 different states at this point, you just pick up and you go and you experience new things and you meet new people. And I think that's what you saw sort of like on the Black Escape from people from all the places that we've met and that we've traveled and been to.
Yeah, you collecting people.
As you go, collect new people. Collect new
This is my first experience in life doing it at the level that I'm doing it. You know, I always lived in Mississippi, so it's inspiring to, you know, I packed up 2 suitcases and bought a one-way ticket and came here. I did. And, you know, many people don't know that, but it was my first time like meeting strangers and happened to say, hi, I'm Brittany and this is me, and happened to connect. So even going as far as joining the Black Escape in your game room, that was like, okay, B, turn off your camera, meet these people, talk, be you, it's okay. So I love that you guys have a niche for that and you're already doing it. And you're touching people and connecting people. And the people that you have collected, you know, some of the people on there that night followed me on social media and have supported my podcast. So it's a blessing to have experienced that with you guys because you're influential yourselves. And I know that you're inspiring people to grow. So I do have a few more questions and I could like turn it back around to the Black Escape. So can you talk about the turning point you had with building the Black Escape? What was that thing that was like, oh my goodness, this isn't just something that we're doing anymore. We're a full-on business and, you know, we're major.
You know, I think once we decided to do something, that was pretty much it. Like we said, we're going to do it. Being in quarantine has provided us with more time to do it. Like we talk a lot, you know, we've been talking a whole lot. We put a lot of time and effort and energy into it. So I think honestly, when we made that first decision, I can't even remember when, like back in September, October, that we were going to start doing this. It was just like full on, like, all right, this is it.
There's but you no hit the ground back. Running pretty fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think what I was going to say to go off to Teja's point is like, I think that it's just fortunate to have 2 executors. So when we had came and had decided like we're gonna do this idea, we spent a whole night on the phone figuring out the name. We called other friends, like texted friends, like these are our three options. They didn't know what form. We're just like, which one stands out to you the most?
You had focus the group.
Yeah, right. Then the next day we were like, okay, now that we got the name, let's create the logo. And we just sat and we just sent logos back and forth. We had other friends like, which one stands out to you the most, right? Like, you don't know what it is yet. They didn't know what the platform was going to be because we were just like secretive about that part. And I think we just sort of kept on going. So once we got, that was like August, September, because I think I was still in, I think I might've been in Boston. I can't remember. So like thinking through that. And then it was like, all right, so we're going to have our first event in October. And we just kept on going. So much so that as we're going into 2021 and having some events planned in 2021, we're like, okay, we need to actually take a stop, take a pause, take a break, reevaluate, get our plans together. Because I think, like I said earlier, I'm just, every time we facilitate an event or every time we talk about one, I just again see how special the two of us are and how special the work that we do is. And thus we need to, I think, remember our strengths as Black women, remember the power that we have within, and to say like, this may not be for everyone, but it is going to be for it's going to be for someone, which means that we need to price and value ourselves accordingly, because we're doing a lot of work. Like,
I love your partnership. The thing about any ship, partnerships, relationships, friendships, sisterships, ships, right? We all got some ships. But the thing about partnerships, especially in business, is commitment. And the way you guys execute what you do, it shows that you both are committed to the cause, to the Black Escape, to the idea, to the process. And I think that because you know each other so well, and you already have that deep-rooted friendship, that made it come across so beautifully. There's no disconnect anywhere. And I really love that. And it almost always reminds me of an accountant told me before, if you're one person and you're working 40 hours a week, if you get yourself a partner, you better make sure 80 hours, you know, you could double that work. So 80 hours worth of things should be done at the end of the week. It still shouldn't be 40. So I love that. And I definitely see that in the work that you guys do and the support that you guys have shown me as well. I really love that. So where can my spiritual and bougie gems find the Black Escape and keep up with you?
You can find us on Instagram at the Black Escape, and that's escape spelled starting with S-E-A-P-E. We're also on Twitter at the Black Escape. We're also on Facebook at the Black Escape. We're building up the Twitter and the Facebook profiles, so there's more content. So when people follow them and like the pages, they're able to see all the content. But mainly we're on Instagram. That's where you can find us. That's where you can DM us if you have any questions. We have a lot of events coming up in 2021. So we are excited and hope everyone else is too. To interact
I'm
with
excited
us.
Too. I was late for the first event. But I'm definitely going to be on time for your second event coming up in 2021. So, you know, I know you ladies listen to the show. So, you know, every guest, I get to ask an empowering question card. And you guys, are you ready for your question? Tia's just shaking her head. It's a good one. It's a good one. I think you'll like this. What if everything is as it should be? How would that make you feel?
I think for me, it would make me feel grateful.
Yes.
Everything was as it should be. I say this and express this to Tasia a lot, is like, I've been so fortunate in 2021. Like, my family has been healthy. My like nephew has been growing up. My family has like had stable income, and like, I myself have had the chance to, like, I was living in California and had the chance to go back to Charlotte to spend some more like personal time. And I've met other people here when I've lived here before and I felt like I didn't meet anyone. And so if everything was as it's supposed to be, then I would feel grateful and ultimately blessed that I get to live the way I'm living right now in such a happy, joyful, sort of spirit.
Yes, I love that. You'll be full, yeah. Your cup runneth over. Yes. TAs, are you ready now?
Oh my gosh, I feel like Sharia just gave great words, saying blessed and grateful. Like, how do I follow that? How do I follow that? I would be happy, you know? I enjoy doing things that make me happy. I enjoy doing things that make me smile. So if life was, you know, things were, what did you say?
Exactly as they should be.
If things as they should be, there'd be no other reason in life for you to be anything else but like happy, you know? So completely content, completely overjoyed and ecstatic with just life.
I love it. I love it. Oh my goodness. That was a really good question. I always shuffle the deck, so I never know what's coming. And I never picked the same question twice. So I was surprised when I saw that. And I was like, oh my goodness, that's a wonderful question. I wish someone would ask me that. And your answers were right on, like they were everything, like great, wonderful. Just interviewing you today has been such a joy, and it happened right on time, right when it was supposed to happen. I cannot wait to wrap up the show, because the first thing I'm going to do is follow you guys on Twitter, because I know you're following other Black Twitter people, and I'm ready for some laughs. And when you get your Twitter up and running, I'm ready to see some of the things you're going to have to say, who I need to know, who needs to be canceled, who I need to support, and everything else.
I've been thinking about that a lot. I was like, I think we should just start tweeting all things Black and just join Black Twitter. So like tweeting about the Versus. We had an event because they decided, you know, they wanted to just keep on moving their event, talking to hashtag Ashanti and hashtag Keisha Cole. So we couldn't tweet the Versus, at least not at the time. But I think if we keep thinking about some of those other Black events or Black things that are happening across Black Twitter, I think we'll find our community there.
Yes, you'll find your people. I'm ready, because I love to just laugh at like just silly things. And I always have the hardest time when I first got on Twitter. I'd be like, hey, where's Black Twitter? And people be like, Brittany, like just follow people. So don't laugh at me, you guys. But no, I'm excited about you guys being on Twitter. I wrote it down as soon as you said. I was like, yes, they're on Twitter. But this has been such an amazing interview. You ladies have a beautiful spirit. I love your passion for what you do. It shows in your work. And I love the Black Escape. Did you have anything else that you wanted to share with my listeners before I let you go?
I think the last thing that I would say is like, come out. We have some amazing events. We execute to what I believe perfection. And
you better say that.
Period. Mary had a who? Little lamb. Okay. Like, we are just out here executing some amazing events. So come trust us. Trust us with your time. Trust us with your spirit. And I think that you will be, you will not leave disappointed.
Any final words? No. Period. Like, period.
Pull up.
Yes, yes. I love it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies. I'm so grateful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, B.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. For more information about my guests, please review the show notes. To connect with me or join the Spiritual and Bougie Gym Gang, visit www.thespiritualandbougieway.com. To support this podcast, remember, all you have to do is join my Zippy Stream community. Subscribe, share, follow, and tell a friend. Until next time, I'm sending you peace, power, and positivity to keep living the Spiritual and Bougie way. Remember, you can be spiritual and you can be bougie, but above all else, be you.